It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we are joined by Brett Hunter, Chadron State wrestling coach. Coach, glad to have you on for an update with your program before Christmas week, and a real big honor for you this week. Let's start there. You were named as a member of the 2020 Hall of Fame class, getting inducted to the National Wrestling Coaches Association D2 Hall of Fame. That's a great honor. That's got to mean quite a bit to you, I imagine.
Yeah, Dave, it really does. And when you're competing, you don't ever think about the Hall of Fame. And I think when you're done competing, you know, those thoughts kind of enter your head a little bit. And very fortunate to be inducted in March at the national tournament, Division II national tournament this next year. And, I'm extremely grateful. And there's so many people to thank, but that's for a different time. But, I'm extremely thankful and honored to get inducted into Division II Hall of Fame.
I would say, too, it's probably pretty exciting for you that your former teammate with Chadron State in those 06 to 09 season, Josh Majerus, is also going into the Hall of Fame, and you two are the number one, number two all-time wins leaders at the school as teammates. Did you and Josh have any kind of a friendly competition or anything like that as you sort of wrestled together and pushed each other to be so great?
Oh yeah, Josh and I, we were friends off the mat, in terms of on the mat, we practiced and trained together every single day, and so we butted heads a lot, and there was times where we really got after it, but we made each other better. I remember a specific time where we're at the day before the national tournament, my junior year in Iowa, and we're intense, and this is the day before the national tournament, and the coaches had to split us up because we were going too hard. We're just really competitive, and that's kind of the relationship we had. We're great friends, and obviously I wouldn't have been the wrestler without him, and I think he would say the same.
Josh, and you, do you guys still keep in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. He comes to our summer camp every summer, and I try and see him at least once or twice a year.
So I know a few years have gone by since you were teammates and wrestled together. Who do you think might win if you guys were happen to go against each other on the mats today?
We really thought it was going to happen. I wrestled in the Cornhusker State Games 3-4 summers ago, and he does as well. And normally what they do, they kind of pair just a range of weights together. And I think I weighed in at 198 or 199, and he was like 220 or 230. And so there's a little further gap than they wanted, so they didn't pair us together. But we thought it was going to happen a couple summers ago.
Yeah, well, one of these days you guys will have to get on the phone and say, all right, we're going to get to this weight, we're going to set it up, and then maybe in the fall when you do the outdoor public practice, we can see it happen.
Go.
Coach Brett Hunter with us.
There you go.
Yeah, Coach on the show with us here tonight, and it's been great to talk about Hall of Fame and some of the past, and right now in the current season, your wrestling team's been taking on a lot of really good squads, Coach. You're coming off a busy week. You had three ranked teams come into the pack. Let's get started with the Western Wyoming duel. The number one JUCO squad came in the country. How do you feel like your guys competed against a team of that high caliber?
We knew it was going to be a challenging schedule, and Western Wyoming, we wrestled them last year, and it came down to the last match, and we were able to win. And this year, they're even better this year, and they're a seasoned group, they're well coached, and in reality, we just didn't come out with any fire. Our guys just didn't wrestle with effort. I shouldn't say the entire 10 guys, but a handful of guys, didn't take the fight to them, and we really wrestled flat, and it showed, and we're a lot better teams than what we showed, and thankful we had a few more opportunities later that week.
Coach, is that a case of Division II, maybe not looking at a JUCO team at the same level? I guess, is there a big difference between D2 and junior college wrestling? Is it a little harder to get up for some of the junior college teams because they're a level below, or...
Well, I would think so, other than the fact that we, you know, last year we wrestled them, so we knew exactly who they are and what they have. You know, we have some West Wyoming kids on our team, for example, Wade French, and Wade French keeps a good relationship with those guys, and we knew they were going to be good. And I just think West Wyoming had nothing to lose, and we had everything to lose, and our freshmen, our young guys that didn't line up, really didn't expect for them to take the fight to us, and our older guys did a good job of responding and winning those matches, but our young guys didn't do a very good job of in terms of bringing the effort, and obviously it showed.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagle Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Coach, back with you. The second duel of the week for your CSC wrestlers was against the number two team in the country in Division II, UNK. The Lopers were here. Looking over the results, it looks like you guys did give the Lopers a pretty competitive night.
Yeah, you know, they're solid. I mean, they from top to bottom, they have a great lineup. You know, they have four returning national finalists, returning national champ, and our message directly after the West Wyoming loss was to bring the fight to Kearney. We're kind of in the position where West Wyoming was, where we need to bring the fight to them. We had nothing to lose. You know, and we our effort was there. We wrestled a lot better, a complete 180 from the night before. And there's a lot of variables in terms of maybe why we wrestled better. But I think we wrestled, our effort was a lot better, and it showed. And our older guys, our three seniors, really took it to them and was able to get bonus points and kept us in the match.
Coach, Cloud County came in last Saturday, the final match for the duel for the week, and you had a top 20 JUCO team there. You dominated them 45-3. Did you expect that kind of domination that happened that night?
Well, you know, I don't know if I expected it. I didn't know. You know, our team has been pretty inconsistent just with our youth. So you never know what you're going to get. But the message stayed the same. You know, bring the fight to them and really, you know, we need to score first, and we need to keep scoring points. And, you know, we did a good job of that, and we kept finding ways to get bonus points and put guys on their backs. And we were able to wrestle some of our other guys, our kind of our backups as well, which is a good opportunity for those guys, and it was a good way to finish the week off with a pretty dominating win.
Eagles wrestling coach Brett Hunter is joining us on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Coach, anyone that has gone out and watched the excitement at the pack when you guys are wrestling under the light there on the mats, it's easy to see the physical energy expended in the sport of wrestling, and you had three ranked opponents in. You could just see the athleticism and the strength and how much it takes to be a wrestler. By the time that Cloud County duel comes along and you've been through a week like you were, can you talk about wrestling recovery a little bit and how you have your guys stay physically and mentally prepared with that kind of workload heading into to, say, a final duel like you had against Cloud County? How do you guys recover from that kind of exertion all put together in just a matter of a few days?
Right. You know, that's the hard part, you know, and the good thing is we have some depth, and you know, we really do a good job in terms of recovery, in terms of stretching, in terms of rehab, in terms of just, you know, the weight room stuff, and we do a good job of that. And you know, we try not to, you know, after that first and second duel, going into our third match on Saturday, we try not to. We made sure our upperclassmen, you know, didn't bring up the soreness thing. You know, I know everybody was sore and tired, and you know, when you cut weight, you know, for all week, and you make weight three times, and also you have finals that week too, it's really demanding on your mind.
Yeah.
And on your body, and they did a good job of responding and not letting anything be used as an excuse in terms of why we didn't wrestle well. And you know, they did a good job. Our older guys really did an excellent job in terms of just staying composed and staying consistent every single day, and you know, I'm proud of what they did.
Coach, no MAC competition against any other schools until January 10th. That's when you're going to head out to San Francisco for a trio of duels, it looks like. And so between now and then, there's no school. You got the Christmas break, the New Year's break. What's the schedule? What do you kind of have your team focus on to make sure that they are still MAC ready when you come back in January?
We're pretty strict in terms of our weight management. When they get back, you know, everyone needs to be 5% over their weight. And so we really regulate that. And, you know, it's good for them to go home for a little bit and kind of recharge their batteries a little bit and get refocused. And when they come back, you know, we'll kind of ease into things and hit the ground running pretty hard, you know, that third day in and have an opportunity to kind of get out of here a little bit and go out to California and get some mat time.
You'll see Simon Fraser, San Francisco State, Minnesota State when you resume in January. Have you looked a lot about what's coming up just yet with those three and have an early eye on any particular matches yet with your guys going against those three schools?
Yeah, you know, there's with San Francisco and Simon Fraser, they're in our region, which are qualifiers, so we're kind of aware of what they have. With me being on the regional ranking or on the national ranking committee, I kind of know who they have. And, you know, San Francisco State is, they got a new coach about a couple years ago, and he's doing a great job of recruiting, and they're going to be talented, and they're going to be tough. And Simon Fraser is always pretty tough. And Mankato, you know, they're in the Northern Sun Conference, and they're traditionally a top five program, and it'll be a challenge for us, and we're excited to get out there and just compete and get back into a routine and get ready to go.
Coach, you mentioned the word recruiting, and I started thinking about today, you know, football dominates the national recruiting headlines on the early signing period. Is there a wrestling signing period that opens up today for you too? Is this a big recruiting day? Are you bringing some new guys onto the program by chance today or this week?
You know, the wrestling aspect, you know, they changed things. It used to be two signing periods in November and in April, but now there's only one, and that's in November. Once that date is passed, and anyone can sign to wrestle at Shattern State anytime after that.
Okay.
So we can have a guy sign tomorrow. We can have a guy sign Thursday, next Tuesday. It doesn't matter as long as it's after that November date. And so which helps us out in terms of the recruiting aspect. You're not talking to kids for 6 months just waiting for them to sign in April. We can sign them at any point, so which is nice.
Yeah, that's great. How has recruiting been for you in the squad? You got your eyes on some guys signed and coming in?
Yeah, you know, we've got six guys that have already signed with us, and they were kind of some weights that we needed, and so now we're really, really going to branch out and kind of expand on our recruiting, but things are going really well, and you know, we're going to lose quite a bit next year, but so, you know, our focus is really to bring a good class in, and I think we're doing that so far.
All right. Coach Brett Hunter with us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal. Brett, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and the team, and wish you guys the best when you get back on the mats in January. Thanks for updating us on your squad here tonight.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shattern. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shattern State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.